Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Dav Tzadi Vav of Masech Debo Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include several questions regarding the halacha of Shoyel Chayv Ba'intzin. One who borrows an item is liable even for an unavoidable loss. Several questions regarding the halacha of She'ela Be'bailam Pater. If at the time of the loan the owner was working for the Shoyel, he is not liable. Nechsi Milug, the wife's assets that are not included in the Ksuba, in which she owns the Keren, the principal, while her husband is entitled to the payers, the profits. There is a machlekes regarding kinyan peres kikinya guf, whether owning the products is like owning the actual item. Shlucha shel adam kemoisei, an agent is considered like the one who sent him. The question of bal benechsei ishtoi shoyel hava oy seicher hava. What level of shmira does a husband have in his wife's nechsei melug based on his kinyan peres? Is he considered like a borrower who is chayv ba'intzin, or like a renter who is pater mi'intzin? The case in which bal benechsei ishtoi would be considered a she'elu b'baylam. The machlekes Rabbi Yisi v'Chacham regarding haseicher par mechaveiroi v'sheila la'achar u'meisa kedarka. If a person rented someone's cow and he then loaned it to someone else and the cow died naturally, who does the shoyel contend with, the owner or the seicher who lent it to him? The question of bal benechsei ishtoi mi ma'al. If the wife owned hektish and through marriage the hektish automatically transfers to the husband, who is liable for mi'ilah?